Baron Von Proper here, fixing what your school moms couldn't possibly do in the time you spent with them. A lot of you twits attempt to raise your clout by uttering the word irregardless. Let's begin by mentioning that what you're saying isn't a word. What you horn-swoggling pettifoggers mean to say is regardless. I'm aware that uttering irregardless makes you feel top of class, but what you're actually displaying is a peasant's grasp of the Queen's English.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hi, guys. How are you? Happy V-Day. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways. Through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site. I'm constantly updating the calendars. And I threw in a bunch more dates. Spring is starting to look good. So I want you guys to come to the show. I'll see you. The second way you can listen to this show is if you want to be more participant and you're listening on my website, click that speaker box you're listening to, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com. And then you can sign in using a Facebook address, and that will make you part of the live chat. And the third way you can listen is if you cannot listen live. Actually, tonight there's four ways. But if you cannot listen live, because we're doing a Facebook Live, because I have no guest tonight, and it's a special night, so that's why I'm kind of doing a Facebook Live video as well, so you can watch that through Facebook. And the fourth way you can listen is if you cannot listen live, you can listen to the Slightly Edited for Time podcast version of the show, available through iTunes and Google Play. Let me bring you up to speed with what's been going on, as I always do, with a Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And I know we were on last week with Jeff Colella, who was an amazing guest. He was so funny to talk with. But tonight is a very special night because I made some improvements to the studio. As you might be able to tell. Because I was getting a lot of shit for the ladder, which is right here. I love the ladder. The ladder, so I get up to that little door. That doorway goes up to my attic. So I need that ladder to go up to. And don't make fun of that ladder. It's my dad's ladder. And I love that ladder. But I forgot when I was up there in the attic using the ladder, I had my little on-air sign. The other side says applause. Now, normally I would turn it on, but when I do, it blows out. Even if I shut the lights. Yeah. I mean, it's really cool. I mean, it's kind of freaky. Let me put some more light here. Yeah. See, it blows out. It says on-air, which I thought would be great. So I can't. So this is... And now it looks like I'm like I'm on the internet on the dark web. Okay, I'm on the dark web. There's a lot of stuff going on. My conspiracy theories happening. There's a lot of things. I heard a noise. So I don't know which is better. I'll just really use real light. Who cares? So I improved the office, put up the sign, and I have I have some curtains. Which is nice. I got some curtains, dress up the place. So it looks a little nice when I do Facebook Live. So that's the first thing. The second thing I wanted to talk about is, I'll just get into it. The Oscars. Okay, first of all, the Oscars. So let's do this. Let's get some Oscar music, shall we? Of course. Because you can't talk about the Oscars without the Oscars music. Hooray for Hollywood, yes. My wife loves award shows. I hate them. I actually hate award shows. I don't think you should get an award because you did your job. You should get a bonus. Because I do my job. I don't get a fucking award for it. I'd love an award for it. I'd love an award. No, I was... But I wouldn't. I think it's very presumptuous. You know, it's very... It's just... And it's not like you earned it. It really isn't. It's a bunch of people deciding that you should get one, which is not deserved. No, it's two different things. Deserving is you did something so you get the results of what you did. That's a deserving. This is, oh, did they not win for a while and they did a lot of work? Well, let's give them one now. And that's kind of how it works out. And I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. And I'm an actor. I'm in a very, you know, I'm in a tight little club. And I've done award shows. I've gone to award shows. I've emceed award shows. I've presented at award shows. Just not my thing. And I make no bones about it. Like, I'll be involved, you know, because they emcee and then they pay me and it works out nice. But, you know, but the ones I have, the award shows I have done have been really deserving. Like, they've been, you know, efforts in the community or things like that, or, you know. So it's always nice to kind of do that kind of awards. But Hollywood is very... it's not my thing. But I don't know if you know this. George Clooney jumped in the news today because apparently nobody was talking about George Clooney. And he said that they're giving... what's her name? The Meghan Muddle... The second princess, the American princess, they're giving her a hard time. The paparazzi are chasing around. And he made a comparison to Princess Diana, which I understand you want to do that, but nobody's talking to you, Clooney. Just, are you not presenting this year? That's a huge thing, too. Kevin Hart was supposed to host it. Kevin Hart was supposed to host the award show. I thought it would have been a great bump of his career. I mean, he's completely deserving. He works his ass off. He does a lot of stuff. He showcases a lot of comics. He puts a lot of money back to the community. He does a lot of stuff. And apparently, he did some gay jokes 20 years ago. The thing is, if you've been doing comedy over 10 years, maybe 15 years, you probably have a gay joke. I personally have had gay jokes. I haven't done them in forever, but, you know, I turn them because I've my own personal evolution. I've moved past it because I don't want to do it. Now, here's the thing. They go, well, it wasn't funny then, and it's not funny now. Here's the thing. It was funny then. It's just not socially acceptable now. And that's just the way it is. That's how comedy evolves. You know why being hit in the face with a pie is not the mainstream? Because we've become more sophisticated. That's why. I personally still think getting in the face with a pie is one of the funniest things in the fucking world. But then again, I'm maybe the full frontal is not functioning correctly. I don't know. But we'll see what happens. But one of my biggest problems with not only did not have a host, but they've had a show without a host in the past. So it's not that unusual. This whole thing of tolerance and forgiveness, especially if you're from the left, because that's all you preach, is forgiveness and tolerance. You know, and then you don't forgive and tolerate something. And with clearly somebody who, you know, made a mistake and then he apologized. He said, well, that's not who I am anymore. That's not what I do anymore. Yeah, it was a thing and I was a kid and I was young and that's all the whole thing. You know, I mean, remember when Bill Clinton said, I did not smoke. I didn't inhale. And he denied it. Now he's like, I fucking smoke pot because that's how different it is. What happened there? Oh, I hit the wrong button. By the way, I'm having some issues with my laptop. I don't know what's going on with the new upgrade, the new OS, but I cannot get my system. So if the show is not working, it's not my fault. What is this? You look like you hit with a pie. You're post-pie. Whatever. It's not funny. So the Oscars thing. Now, they don't have guests. They don't have a host, of course. And not only that, it goes too long. They know it goes too long. Everybody knows it goes too long. You don't need to be there for 4.5 hours, you know, essentially, you know, touching each other's peepees just to make you feel good about it. And that's all it is. It's a bunch of attaboys. And again, I'm not saying people aren't talented. I'm not saying they're not good at what they do. I'm saying the award show is recognition from a board of people who think you should get it. Instead, like the People's Choice Award, people voted. A lot of people voted. This isn't a board of like 8 to 12 or 15 people who are just going, yeah, yeah. The SAG Awards, we even vote for our own people. You know, well, I shouldn't say our own people. It's, that's racist. We vote for the SAG Awards. Like, I'm in SAG. I vote for SAG. It's not a board. It's people who are in the club voting, you know, for what they deem to be blah, 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 which I think is great. But, you know, I don't get it. It's a very political thing. And, you know, it's who's hot and who's not and who gets what. And here's the other thing. Because it goes so long, they're going to present awards during the commercials. What? Yeah, during the commercials. Like, we'll be right back.
And the Oscar goes to...
And you won't know it. And they're pissed. Some people are pissed to go like, you're presenting my award on the commercial? I'm nominated. And nobody's going to know if I won because they're going to be watching a Bud Light commercial. That's not Super Bowl. But, you know, a Payless Shoes or whatever demographics support the Oscars. But I think that's a load of bullshit too. I mean, seriously. If you did all the work, here's the thing. You know how I feel about award shows. But if you did all the work, you got dressed up, you talked to Ryan Seacrest, and you talked to the girl from E, who's really amazing, but she literally needs to eat a sandwich. Like a microphone in this hand and a sandwich in the other. She's super thin. She's a beautiful girl, but she should eat one of those, you know, one of those little, you know, the things you peel the plastic off, and you got cheese on one side and crackers in the other and the plastic stick. She should be eating those when she's talking. She goes, okay, so Leonardo, how do you feel about you? That's what she needs to do. She needs to eat a sandwich. But the thing is, you do all this stuff. You sit in there, you sit through 3 hours of this shit. 3 hours of it. And then they go to commercial and you don't even get any footage of it. I mean, what the f? I would be pissed. I love the, it's an honor just to be nominated. Yeah. It's an honor to be nominated. Really? Really? No, it's not an honor. You know? Anyway. So that's my take on the Oscars. I can't do it anymore. I really can't. I wish I could. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, I decided what we're going to do today is have a little fun. How about is all the people on Facebook Live right now and listening through Mixlr.com? It certainly is. Okay, that's all I can play because Facebook is going to be like, you can't post that. That's copyright music. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn it really low and I'm going to talk over it. So it sounds like I'm betting it anyway. So, and that's fine because after this is live, I'm ripping it out. It doesn't matter. I didn't even upload these anymore. So because tomorrow's Valentine's Day and I thought it's so... people being politically correct and women's rights and equal and all this stuff. I figured let's play equal. Let's not lean one way or the other. Not say, oh, did you get your wife flowers or did you get your girlfriend candy or it wasn't and any of that. No, here's what it is. It's about spreading love. And here's how I want to spread love. I want to play, and I don't know if you guys want to play, and you have the ability to type in on the live chat. We're going to play a little STD bingo. Now here's the thing. In order to win STD bingo, you have to have a minimum of six. It's the only way you can win STD bingo. So I'm going to call something. I'm going to describe it. And if you have it, check it off. It's the dumbest thing I've ever done. Here we go. Now, you can tell if I've had these or not by how I pronounce them. All right. Number one, chlamydia, the most common curable STD, because most people who have it don't even know. Because you know why? They don't have symptoms. They could not have symptoms for weeks, months, or even years. Sleep well, children.
What?
All right. If you got that, check it off the list. If you, well, I don't know if you have it or if you had, you know, just keep track of these. Okay. So the first one's chlamydia. Nobody, because I put the monitor over here. Nobody wrote it down? Okay. So far, good. I'm actually, to be honest with you, I'm not caring about any of you other listeners. I'm waiting for my wife to put shit down. That's going to be an eye-opener. There we go. So, okay. Second one. Gonorrhea, otherwise known as... It's a very common STD. Symptoms include burning when urinating. This is where it gets pretty gross. White, yellow, or green discharge from the penis, as opposed to what? People are like, couldn't you just get us flowers? So we got chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis. Very funny. I mean, if you have it, it's fucking terrible. But it's very funny to say. It's a very common STD, and it can lead to serious complications if it's left untreated. So I'm 0 for 3 right now, which is good. This one's a little tough, and I have a hard time pronouncing it. It's called... Oh, my wife just said gross. My heart just leapt. Every time my wife puts something down, I'm like, oh, what did she write down? Let's try this one. It's called trichomoniasis. That's what it's called, trichomoniasis. Now, let me explain what it is. It's more common in women than in men, and women often mistake this for yeast infection or bacterial vaginosis.
What?
Which... I know vaginosis is not, it's not fun, but the word is hysterical. It sounds like hypnosis, but not, where are you from? I'm from vaginosis. Or sci-fi.
I wasn't involved in the first assault on Geonosis.
Well, you didn't miss much. Last time I was chained to a pole and attacked by several humongous monsters.
That sounds entertaining.
What is it? Could you make it any... Yeah, it is romantic. I'm playing STD bingo with a bunch of the Facebook listeners, and that's the way it works out. So it's often confused for yeast infection or bacterial vaginosis. Since symptoms are similar, and this is the symptoms, frothy discharge, strong vaginal odor or vaginal, pain during intercourse, irritation, and itching. Whoa, what a fucking dumpster fire that is. Jesus Christmas. All right. Nobody putting anything down. See, nobody's admitting. All right. Next one. Crabs.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
These are lice that live in the hair, in the genital areas, the armpits, or the eyebrows. Did you know that? A little creepy. Usually spread through sexual contact, but can occasionally be transmitted by infested linens and clothing. Again, sleep well, children. Okay, scabies. I've had scabies.
What?
I had it when I was a kid. Now, let me describe it, because you may go, scabies, it's a real thing. It's a very contagious skin disease, not always sexually transmitted, which is good, because I was like 11. What are you writing? Is this a game? Not sure what's happening. It is a game. It's called STD Bingo. If you got it, you write it down. I don't know if anybody's playing, but I'm playing. So scabies is a skin disease not always sexually transmitted. The rash is often between the fingers, on the wrist and ankles, and the genital areas. And the mites could live for days when not on the human body.
It won't die.
Normally got it by skin-to-skin contact. In general, she had clothing, towels, and bedding. Now, I had it because the mites got on me because I grew up in Chelsea, and that's not the reason. But across the street, I got it from some tall grass and stuff like that. You're totally sleeping on the couch tonight. I haven't had it since I was 12. My God. Which brings us to our next one. Again, I'm 1-4-7 so far. Herpes. Two forms of herpes, HSV-1, associated with cold sores, and HSV-2, associated with genital sores.
You had herpes on your head?
Yes, of course. What else would you have? On your dick?
it is possible to transmit herpes from the mouth to the genitals and vice versa. Symptoms can be treated, but the virus cannot be cured. Welcome to the neighborhood. This is one of my, now this is bacterial vaginosis, which I mentioned earlier. A condition where the healthy bacteria in the vagina disappears and is replaced by different organisms. Oh. Symptoms include burning and itching around the vagina. How do you, around the vagina? Is it just, it's either the vagina or it's not. I mean, that's a targeted area. It's either there or it's not there. White or gray discharge and a strong, and this is from the website, so don't get mad at me, and a strong fishy odor that is particularly, and I have a hard time saying this word, particularly, I can't even say the word, you thought I had a problem with vaginosis. I can't say particularly, I can't say it. I literally cannot say it. I don't know why. In particular, noticeable, whatever, I'm moving on. So far, if you got these right, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, trichomoniasis, which is a good one, I guess, crabs, scabies. I got scabies. Or I had to. I don't have it anymore. I had it when I was a kid. Herpes, which when you get that, you can't get rid of it. It's over. And then bacterial vaginosis. Now, this is a hard one. And I can't even say, I've never had this. I don't have this at all, let's say. It's methicillin-resistant staphylococcus. Oh. Let's just say human beings are filthy fucking creatures and we shouldn't touch each other. Because of all the things I just mentioned, they're all there. Happy Valentine's Day. But this is called, let's see, it's not really thought of as an STD, although new research suggests that it probably can be transmitted sexually. Most cases are acquired in the hospital or other medical settings. You want to hear the funniest thing about all the information that I downloaded from this website? At the end, it says, was this page helpful? Yes, it was very helpful. So that was STD bingo. And a lot of people just joined. They're probably not playing. My wife has not said she had anything. She just said, I'm sleeping on the couch and blah, blah, blah. But it's weird. And I don't want you to think I'm playing favorites because these are like a lot of these diseases men and women get. Some just women get and some just men. Well, that's not true. Men get everything. The only thing men can't get is bacterial vaginosis, which is, that's so scary. Oh, my God. It's such a dangerous place. Anyway, so that was STD bingo. It didn't go the way I wanted it to. But then again, I'm playing STD bingo. So how good could it have gone? So luckily, I only had one of those things in the list. But if you had more than one, congratulations. And you would need a minimum of 5 because there were 10. And if you did put down 5, I wouldn't put it publicly. I mean, now in full disclosure, you kind of have to. So anyway, so let's do this. We're going to take our first break. And we come back from break, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be this coming weekend. And of course, we're going to have a little bit of fun during the break. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
For all its popularity, history doesn't give us any guarantees as to the origins of Valentine's Day. But we do know it contains vestiges of the early Christian church and ancient Rome. The association between mid-February and romance goes back to a pagan festival known as Lupercalia.
Lupus, could you go somewhere else while I'm eating? You make me sick.
Likely honoring either Lupa, the she-wolf of Rome, who suckled Romulus and Remus,
good morning, Miss Nelly,
or Faunus, their god of fertility.
Did you ring Fawn Leibowitz for me?
Fawn Leibowitz?
The festivities began with an animal sacrifice. Then the ritualistic slapping of young women with strips of the animal's skin and blood to bestow fertility for the coming year.
I don't need to be spanked. I'm a good girl.
I've been spanked. I'm not into it, but I asked for it at the time.
In the 5th century, perhaps in an effort to Christianize the pagan festival, Pope Gelasius declared February 14th as St. Valentine's Day. As for the real St. Valentine, there were reportedly several canonized by the church. Legend has it that one St. Valentine, a defiant Roman priest, lived during the 3rd century AD under Emperor Claudius II.
But make your mind up to it, Claudius. For good or ill, they've made you emperor. If you don't accept, you won't survive.
Father Valentine defied the emperor, continuing to marry young lovers in secret. The emperor eventually caught on to the priest's actions, arrested him, and sentenced him to death. The story continues that the condemned Father Valentine fell in love with his jailer's daughter. On February 14th, the day he was executed, it is said he passed the young girl a note. It was signed, "From Your Valentine."
This day is Valentine's Day.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. You know what today is? It's Hump Day! Woohoo!
How happy are people listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia? Happier than a person with a hump in their back. Listen live every Wednesday to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia.
Hump Day!
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And that was our little promo during the break. So let me tell you where I'm going to be this upcoming weekend. Tomorrow, Thursday, I have a special, but I know we're kidding around with the Valentine's Day, you know, bingo, STD bingo and stuff like that. But tomorrow, my wife and I are going to be doing our annual jaunt. We're going to go see the Oscar-nominated short animated films. And we do this every year. We started doing it, we've been doing probably almost 10 years now. Yeah, for a while. And we love it. We love watching the little films, and they show them at Cinema Salem, which is right here. And then afterwards, one of Salem Food Tour's tour partners called Jody B. Bakes, they're having a Valentine's Day dinner. Now, Jody B. Bakes does all vegan. They do gluten-free and all this stuff, so they're doing a dinner. Now, I know that last week I joked about the whole elevator and the vegan dinner party with the beet loaf and all that. But I love Jody B. Bakes. Their food. Here's the thing. If you're not vegan, or if you are turned off by what you think vegan is, you'd be pleasantly surprised to enjoy their cookies and cakes and treats and food. And they make very good stuff. And it doesn't taste like cardboard. It's not like that. It's not like you eating. It's like, is it vegan? You know, it's not like that at all. So we're going to see the movies, and I think we're going to have dinner together tomorrow night, which will be very nice. So that's Valentine's Day. Friday night, things are up in the air. I got a couple things tentative. And then, of course, Saturday night, I will be at Chunky's in Pelham, New Hampshire, telling some jokes up there, headlining that room, which I have not been in a little while, but I do love that room. It's a good little room. So there's a big thing that I've been planning. I've been working on it. I've been working on the logo. I am starting a kind of a group which I had for a while ago. But I'll tell you more about that in 2 weeks. If you want to be a guest or a sponsor or be a part of Radio Irregardless, you can email us, radioirregardless@gmail.com, 978-219-9294. We'll see you in 2 weeks, February 27th.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises.
And copyrighted 2019, all rights reserved.
Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just one, two, three.